I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday the militant group Hamas should release all hostages held by the group in Gaza by midday Saturday, or he would propose canceling the Israel-Hamas ceasefire and, quote, let hell break out, unquote. He also doubled down on his proposal to redevelop Gaza and move Palestinians out. Reuters correspondent Naima Pratton reports.
Trump admitted that Israel may override his proposal to cancel the Israel-Hamas ceasefire and that he might speak to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump has proposed that the U.S. redevelop Gaza once the fighting stops, a suggestion that has been repeatedly rejected by Gaza residents and Arab states. In an interview with Fox News Channel's Brett Baier on Monday, Trump said Palestinians would not have a right to return under his proposal. This suggestion contradicts administration officials who suggested that Gazans would only be relocated temporarily. Israel's Arab neighbors, including Egypt and Jordan, have said any plan to transfer Palestinians from their land would destabilize the region.
That was Reuters correspondent Naima Pratton reporting. Russia and Ukraine attacked each other's energy infrastructure overnight, just days before U.S. and Ukrainian officials were set to discuss steps towards ending the nearly three-year war sparked by Russia's 2022 invasion. The Ukrainian Air Force reports Russian strikes damaged natural gas production facilities in Ukraine's Poltava region overnight. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met in Kyiv Monday with the president of the European Investment Bank, who announced more than $1 billion in investments to rebuild Ukraine's public and private infrastructure.
Ukraine is obviously our top priority. Right now, our commitment to Ukraine is unwavering, and the European Investment Bank is one of the main, if not the main, investment partner to the country right now.
This is VOA News.